Let's talk to Professor Mark Mason, political activist from Oakland. Welcome to the programme. So, Professor, the existing US nuclear weapons can destroy the Earth several times. I mean, why is it that President Obama is proposing for more funding to modernise the country's existing nuclear weapons, especially at a time of austerity?
This is in keeping with the previous 5 years, almost, of his I guess you would call it really an administration. It's hardly even a government anymore. We have the military-industrial complex. There's money involved, cash that goes to the Pentagon. Pentagon's worried about the budget. There's nuclear arms manufacturers, General Electric, and others that benefit enormously from the really the expansion of nuclear terror around the world. And we had here just yesterday Sergio Duarte, a former United Nations High Representative on Disarmament, giving a speech here in California, urging that the international community press forward with nuclear disarmament talks and to make real progress. And unfortunately, since World War II, the United States has been the sort of global bully that has assumed that it just owns the world and everyone should follow orders from Washington, D.C. And this is just more of the same sort of imperial presidential rhetoric from the White House.
Indeed. I mean, and it's interesting to see that Obama himself won a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts in nuclear nonproliferation. I mean, the question is that how much do you think he deserved the prize?
Well, so did Teddy Roosevelt and so did Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger is a war criminal. The Nobel Peace Prize has a rather sordid history of handing out prizes to war criminals, quite frankly, going back again, as I mentioned, to Teddy Roosevelt. So we shouldn't put much credence in the value of the Nobel Peace Prize. What we really have is a system here, a dangerous system where the wrong people are in jail, the wrong people have money, and the wrong people have power. We have 166 people in prison in Guantanamo and bankers on Wall Street who belong in jail. And so we have an international community that's going to hopefully press forward for nuclear disarmament. It won't come from the United States government. And unfortunately, because the American people aren't getting accurate, meaningful information about international relations, we're unlikely to see a mass movement here in the United States.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Mark Mason, political activist from Oakland. Thanks for your time there, sir.